This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give you a couple heads up that I failed to get to yesterday because we had our friend David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com online with us, so I had to make the most of it for the first 30 minutes. But to play a little catch up here, I want to let you know that if you're in the state of Minnesota here, we are out at the state fair at the grandstand. Come see us. We've had a booth there for the last 10 years. 12 days a year, 12 hours, well, 12 days a year and 12 hours a day. But we wanted to let you know, again, friends, if you're in this the area or if you're in the state of Minnesota, please do come out and say hello to us. And, you know, outside of that, just show your support because we truly appreciate it every step of the way. Also wanted to let you know that we have two radio stations that just picked us up. First of all, we want to give you a shout out. KBKW, Aberdeen, Washington, 1450 AM. Again, KBKW, Aberdeen, Washington, 1450 AM. Just picked us up. As well as WXME, Monticello, Maine. They are resetting the schedule. And we also have another one in the works right now. We just want to tell you, thank you very much for your trust. We also know why you're listening. We also know why you're picking us up as an affiliate. Because we're willing to say what the conservatives are not. Because we see that for the most part, the conservatives and, again, the professed Christians in this country are the very reason we are where we're at today because of the rhetorical talk. It's the dog chasing the tail. It never comes about to bring resolve because they make no reference to bring about that which will bring a resolve. And what is it? The law unto judgment, unto righteousness, so we can know peace within the gates. And that's what they fail to bring about. That's why they keep talking around the issues, friends. And by the way, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the establishment, well, then those are what I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of as well. The professed Christians, they're a bunch of hypocrites, nothing less. And I'm talking about a good majority of them. 78% of this country profess their Christianity. Folks, I can't find 3% of it that's real. And yet they profess about how, you know, they belong to Jesus, when in fact Jesus doesn't own them. He rebukes them. And that's exactly what we're doing on this show. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And that's the exact issues in which we deal with. We see they're fruitless vines. They're fruitless branches, friends. John 15, in the contrary. And for the most part, for those that love the truth and those that are listening to me and those that do belong to Christ, friends, keep in mind, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Well, praise God, and we can go to another positive here. John 14:21 says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Well, we love him, and that's why we obey him. And let me ask you something, all you antinomianists, now all you anarchists out there, without showing regard to God's moral law, that is the workers of iniquity. That's why the love of many waxeth cold today, because you don't understand that love fulfills the law. And what did Jesus say? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want anybody violating the law towards you? Nope, then fulfill it. That's how it works. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Also on my Twitter account, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Now, folks, what we're going to be getting to in just a couple moments here is America, if we're ever to be destroyed, because we can never, like Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And what destroys us? A lack of justice. America will never be destroyed from the outside, said Abraham Lincoln. And who better to say it than him, friends? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. Just yesterday, we heard during the break, right before I got on live radio, folks, the conservatives were highlighting the fact that John Hinckley Jr., the man that attempted to shoot Ronald Reagan dead, the president of the United States, he was found not guilty by your corrupt injustice system in this country, friends. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Just to prove what Abraham Lincoln was just stating, John Hinckley Jr., he who is responsible for attempting to shoot the President of the United States dead, namely Ronald Reagan, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Well, just recently, a federal judge, as if to suggest that they're above the law, which they are not, he felt that John Hinckley Jr., the one that's completely insane every step of the way, well, he's now being released because he's not a threat to himself or to anyone else. Hey, America. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's exactly what you take on right there. And it brings about nothing but what? Confusion of faith. And what am I talking about? Well, when you go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 8, what does it say? It tells us very clearly, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our kings, our presidents, to our princes, our representatives, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Let me take it another step. Just yesterday, we heard that there was a whore, she calls herself a porn star, that said she's going to get behind Donald Trump. And this is what I want you to hear. Well, Bradley, why are you talking about a whore porn star? She's not a star, she's a fallen star, and she is a whore. But what I want you to hear is the fact that she is so reprobate in mind that she actually called herself a conservative. Did you hear what I said? She believes that she's a conservative. This whore who calls herself a porn star said she's going to get behind Donald Trump, who advocates what God condemns every step of the way. He doesn't call it sin. He calls it an abomination concerning the homosexual sodomite lifestyle. But she said she supports Donald Trump and that she is a conservative. Well, what again did Abraham Lincoln rightly say? He said if America falters, he said America will never be destroyed from the outside. He said if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. How is that? By taking on this mentality, friends. Yesterday we had shared with you, friends, about how the FBI is now setting up people with child pornography. They're actually taking the images and putting them on people's websites. And then if people click them on and open it up, then they are charged and imprisoned by the FBI that is entrapping people. But don't forget that the FBI didn't have the resources to investigate those in the Pentagon, namely 5,000 employees that wouldn't take the time to find out why they were downloading child porn.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, if you want to call in at any time, you may. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you how we're destroying ourselves, America. This is all happening. We're playing into the hands of our enemies, both in the spiritual and in the natural. Spiritual first, then secondarily, the natural. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We have nobody to blame, friends. Yesterday, I was talking about John Hinckley. Then I brought up today, and some of the things that I'm going to bring up in just a couple moments, I was bringing up yesterday, but I want to do a little bit more of an exposition on them. Then I just shared with you during the last segment, friends, about how a whore, she calls herself a porn star, said that she's a conservative, and she's going to get behind Donald Trump, who advocates what God condemns. And then what I said lastly during the last segment was, now the FBI, friends, for those that didn't know, we spent a little time on this yesterday, there's something called Operation Pacifier. Operation Pacifier, the FBI is distributing child porn to catch people who view it. Wait a second. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is entrapping its own citizens. Of course. Of course. Which falls right into line with what Abraham Lincoln said. Hey, folks, also keep in mind, this is the same FBI, along with Attorney General Eric Holder, the Department of Injustice, that failed through a story that was broke by Brian Bender of the Boston Globe sometime back through an ICE investigation into the Pentagon, where they found that 5,000 members were being extorted, is what they were. 5,000 members of the Pentagon, 5,000 members of the Pentagon, the Department of Defense in the United States of America, were downloading child pornography. Attorney General Eric Holder said that they didn't have the resources to investigate. But I'll tell you what they have time for. They create these names like Operation Pacifier to entrap Americans. FBI is distributing child porn to catch people who view it. Does that not fall into line with America will never be destroyed from the outside? If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves? Of course, friends. Of course it is. You know, furthermore, let's go back to Mr. Kaepernick. I just did an article called The Enemy in the Field. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going back to Ayn Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Well, he was just recently converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. So he's a traitor on the field. Is that not right? Does that not fall in line with what Abraham Lincoln said? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Just yesterday on CNN, Communist Network News, folks, by the way, they have less than 2 million viewers a day. Don't get this idea, folks, that what they're doing is actually legit in any sense of the word. They're embellished. Their statistics. They were highlighting Hillary Clinton, who has zero support from the American people. They were talking about how she just received over $143 million just last month for her presidential campaign. See, but what they failed to tell you, a good portion of that money is coming from foreign countries. Does Hillary Clinton call herself an American? Why, of course she does. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we did it to ourselves. We destroyed ourselves. Because of what? Because of what we tolerate. We're okay with it. Hillary Clinton is being admonished by the likes of CNN, bragging her up, all the while knowing her murderous, treasonous track record towards the very people that are pumping her up, that are admonishing her, that are embellishing everything about the Clintons. Because again, friends, keep in mind, they have no support within. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, who does not have the support of the American people, but he has the support of all of your sworn enemies. Does it not fall true what Abraham Lincoln rightly said? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves by what we tolerate. By what we tolerate. Going back to CNN. By the way, again, just a side note, another branch off this prophetic trail, this little bunny trail I'm about to give you right now. Keep in mind, just 2 years ago, the president of CNN retired. He resigned, friends. He retired from CNN. Let me say it that way. He resigned from CNN because of the ratings. The ratings were so bad, just like MSNBC's. And it just amazes me how they have less than a 21% approval rating. But when you speak to people or you see posts on live feeds, how they just go ahead and post what they say they don't believe. Coming directly from the state-controlled narrative, which is all bought and paid for. But did you know, this is just a little interjection of truth that you need to hear. Remember Amber Lyon? Who's an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN? Well, she wasn't willing to compromise the truth because she understands that there's an awful price paid to give us the freedoms that we had. So therefore, she magnified the laws against those that would violate what they fought, bled, and died to give us, right? She said while working for CNN that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration and that of the likes of where the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Obama's administration is the Clintons tried and true in their crimes against you people. Just so you understand, she wants it back. But again, listen to what Amber Lyon said, working for CNN. She was ordered to report fake stories. She was ordered to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. You better bet your bottom dollar that includes the Clintons. And she was ordered to construct stories in a specific manner while working for the network. She said, CNN is paid by the foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And by the way, again, look at the friends of Barack Hussein Obama. They're the same ones supporting the likes of the Hillary Clintons. Keep in mind the $143 million that Hillary Clinton raised for her presidential campaign, a good portion of it came from foreign countries, America. What else do you need? Abraham Lincoln. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. It will be because we destroyed ourselves. Nobody had to do it for us. I want to take it one more step. Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor, journalist who had enough internal fortitude, his conscience finally got to him, which means with knowledge, everybody's got one. God bestowed it upon you. And either you're going to listen to conscience, which again means with knowledge, or you're going to sear your own conscience to your own damnation and condemnation. But this guy decided to tell the truth. He said, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said they're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. Who does? Wait a second. Who does? The CIA? Why would the CIA want control over all the majority of the journalists? I mean, wasn't it William Casey, the CIA director, in 1981? This may be a shocker for some of those that just picked us up as a new affiliate on your radio station. But you need to hear the severity of what's going on here, friends. William Casey, the CIA director, he said himself, only confirming what Dr. Udo Ulfkott said. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This was under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. Do you think Ronald didn't know what was going on? You better think again. And keep in mind, he was the guy that said, Ronald Reagan was. I'm not a big Reaganite. I'm not a big manite, as a matter of fact. I'm a big Christite. But Ronald Reagan said, either it's one nation under God, or it's going to be one nation gone under. Hey, folks, and what I'm telling you right now is exactly what you need to hear. Because it's the fire that rids everything else. So let's jump into it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about some of the quotes coming directly out of their own mouths, friends, concerning how you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis. And I'm highlighting the fact of what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. And by the way, it's found also in the book of Daniel 9. And I'm going to expound a little bit more in just a couple moments. But remember, Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. We can't. Demographically, folks, there's no way. That's why you have a bunch of treason going on concerning your representatives towards you, the people. They're selling you out today. This has been going on for a long time. But it's because you've committed treason against God. That's what you need to understand. Your sin is finding you out. And what is the end of sin, by the way? It's death, Romans 6. And we don't want anything to do with that, but that's what's happening. Death to a country because of what we're sowing into. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Okay, but on a positive, he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life, Galatians 6. But what I'm talking about, friends, is the fact that we're hearing directly from the people that are responsible for the crimes, and the American people fail to respond to their crimes by enforcing the law against it unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. Amos 5. William Casey, the CIA director, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." You're being lied to 24/7 in this country. Foreigners will tell you that. Hey, by the way, I'm not a foreigner. I will tell you that. I'll tell you this. Folks, if you'd like to check out some of these articles in which we're talking about right now, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, there's another article right now where Soros puppet Obama going to do exactly as he's told, sign climate change treaty. Folks, you do understand what this is about, right? A laying another tax upon you. You understand that this administration is foreign to the American people. You do need to understand what's going on in your country right now, friends, is you have your representatives attacking you 24/7 while they work for foreign entities without. And by the way, CNN is reporting this right now concerning Hillary Clinton making $143 million just last month into her campaign. And by the way, again, going over to Barack Hussein Obama, you know that his, and you know that America's sworn enemies are allied with this criminal in the White House. So this isn't like something foreign to your ears. But again, listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves by what we tolerate. We're finding out now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Homeland Security, which is unconstitutional, like many bureaucracies that have been created after September 11, 2001, Homeland Security could steal what Hillary can't win. Election process is critical infrastructure. And P.S., another article is also highlighting that, talking about how now the DHS may take over the election cycle. Really? And keep in mind, there's foreigners stacked at the top that have radical ties to Muslim terrorists. And yet, for some reason or another, there's still people in this country that still can't bring forth what 2 + 2 equals. In other words, I'm bringing it to common sense as to who the enemies are. They are not without, they are within. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, expect the refugee numbers to spike. The administration had reached its goal of 10,000 refugees, Syrian Muslim refugees, who are not here to assimilate. They are coming by force to cause you to assimilate what they came from. And I would say this, if their God is God, then what are they doing in America? They came here because they know God is God. But again, friends, going back to what Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And isn't it interesting when you hear the conservatives talk about immigration? Isn't it interesting? They always talk about the children. Isn't it how they always want to play the emotion? Hey, America, we're based off of laws in this country. We're moved by principles, not our emotions. That's where you're getting in trouble. At no time do you hear the conservatives, when speaking of immigration, folks, at no time do you hear them talk about constitutional law. Well, what does the law say? They don't interject the law because the law will show you what's legal and what's illegal. Well, let me tell you something, friends. What's happening now through this administration is illegal. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Back to Mr. Poor little Colin Kaepernick. Oh, poor little Muslim. Poor little traitor to America. Doesn't want to stand up during the national anthem. How many men fought, bled, and died to give him the freedom to be on the field in the first place? He should be ashamed of himself. And if he isn't, I'm ashamed for him. And you know who else is ashamed for him? 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's mother says he's brought shame to his country and to his family. America, why would you stay in that arena and watch that football game after you've seen his exhibition of complete disdain for the sacrifice paid to give him the freedoms in the first place? Why would you turn the television on and support this sworn enemy to your country? I'll tell you what, when you go to Arlington Cemetery, and I go there every year, sometimes two times a year, there's a lot of men and a lot of women and a lot of Christian crosses above their heads, friends, where you just see nothing but a sea of Christian crosses on their heads. And I'll tell you, our military, you go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you even chew gum. Where you're smacking your gum or you talk out of turn, that guard will stop you right on the spot and say either, hey friends, either correct yourself or remove yourself. And if you don't want to do either one of those, then we'll remove you. You want to talk about respect? If you step on the grass, I was there at one particular time at Arlington Cemetery where I seen a kid messing around. He was walking on the grass by the headstones. And I no more and seen it, and someone looked at that kid and told him to get off the grass. Why? Every year I go to Arlington Cemetery, sometimes twice, as I just said. And I stand there with a sea of headstones in front of me. And tell them, guys, thank you every year. Because a lot of those boys, a lot of those grandpas, and a lot of those daddies and brothers and sisters, they didn't get a chance to come home again. And I can just imagine what they were thinking over there in Germany, Korea, Vietnam. My cousin was killed there. My dad was in Korea. My uncles were in World War II. My grandpa was in World War I. In Afghanistan and Iraq. Unconstitutional wars, many of them, yes indeed. But they did what they were told to do because the American people allowed Congress to send them in the first place. So they did that which was honorable. But the other day I was thinking about it. I was thinking, how many of them that were overseas were just hoping for nothing but to come home? And now what we do is we get to see pictures of little boys saluting the headstones of their daddies they never met, and the wives laying out as if she's talking to her husband that's 6 feet down. And we think about that a lot. That's why I have zero tolerance for those that mean to desecrate their memories. Zero tolerance. How dare you, America, put the likes of sports in front of our fallen, both in the natural and in the spiritual. How dare you, America, tolerate the likes of a Colin Kaepernick? How dare you, America, to tolerate the crimes of a criminal administration that desecrates their memories every single day by giving way to foreigners that our boys and girls are now 6 feet under the ground? They're 6 feet under the ground because they were fighting against them that this criminal administration is bringing in illegally. Do you not understand that he's advocating the works and the enemy within the gates of the United States of America on a 24/7 basis? And they want to play your emotions. Well, I want to show you the cross. I want to show you the price. Just like Brian Kolfage, when he went after Mr. Kaepernick, or Mr. Kaepernick, sorry. And who's Brian Kolfage? He was the one that lost three limbs serving we the people. And he was blessed enough to get the opportunity to come back home to his wife and his little baby. And while the American people fill an arena between 40 and 60,000 people, routing this guy on that stands against everything you are. I'm ashamed of you, America, in many ways. I'm ashamed of what you tolerate. And I'm ashamed of you because you're not ashamed of yourselves. A bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on, and you would rather show him more honor than those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have? Then you deserve what you get. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We'll even let those on the football field be used as a useful idiot to be the next propagandist. And we'll even pay to see him. Just think about that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you're in the Minnesota area, please come down to the Minnesota State Fair. Go to the grandstand on the bottom floor. Come check us out. I'll be there out. I will be out there on Sunday to say hello. But if you're out there today, hey, I got half the crew over there right now. Go ahead and say hello. Stop by, see what we got going on, and we appreciate the support. And we appreciate your support, but we want you to understand that we're there because we're supporting who we are. We want to reinforce who we are as a Christian nation, one nation under God, without compromise. And again, for those that don't know what compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. We don't do that stuff. The scripture is black and white. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I want to highlight another article from sonsoflibertymedia.com. The headline is Warning, Muslim Terrorists Are Going to Be Attacking Churches in the West. Prepare for More Martyrs. This is the headline. I'm not one to give strength to the enemy, friends. Because you know here on the Sons of Liberty Radio, we don't take counsel from our fears. And we don't live our lives, friends, where the enemy doesn't fear consequence if they want to do something stupid like this. 10 to 1, 10 to 1. But it's interesting, we're seeing these warnings. Muslim terrorists are going to be attacking churches. Wow, this sounds like Adolf Hitler. Yep, I told you. Wait a second. The president of the United States, he's bringing in 10,000 Syrians that are sworn enemies to America, and now we have a warning in America, Muslim terrorists are going to be attacking churches. Well, don't act like you don't know where they came from. Don't act like you don't know who opened the door for them. And don't act like you don't know who tolerated the crimes. Because if you do, not only are you deceived, but you're disingenuous, and furthermore, you're a blatant liar to act as if you don't know who's responsible for bringing them in the first place. The American people are. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. There's nobody else to blame, America. But I want to go back to this point. You know, when we see signs in headlines like warning Muslim terrorists are going to be attacking churches in the West, prepare for more martyrs. America, are you open for them adding insult to injury? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And don't stand back and act all big and bad and say these colors don't run. Don't stand back and say bring it on. Because friends, it is being brought on right now. And it's all being brought on by you, by yours truly, by that foreign agent in the White House. And the likes of the Hillary Clintons, and the likes of the Bushes, friends. And the likes of those that preceded those that I've named. But I want to let you know, to all you cowards out there, that again, it was Abraham Lincoln that said that men should protest. America, I've shared with you in the past, and I'm going to share with you again, it's time to resist. It's time to deal with the issues at hand. Long overdue. Long overdue. But the fearful, unbelieving, and abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars and cowards shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, I want to tell you something first and foremost, friends. I'm not a hellfire preacher. That is the consequence. Neither was Jesus. That is the consequence of sin unrepented towards God. Someone might want to talk to Donald Trump about that. Acts 20, verse 21. But I want to let you know who you are. I want to let you know you can put your feet down on this next quote coming from none other than Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their tradition and their history and no longer remember that the country that they say they love," I'm adding, "the institutions they say they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." We haven't been given the spirit of fear, no, sir. We've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as that Navy SEAL father rightly said to his son, "Never live your life where your enemy does not fear you. It's time that you take on the Son." His name is Jesus Christ. So why is this happening? Daniel 9:8. Read the whole chapter. It's second to none. "O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our presidents, our representatives, and to our fathers, because we, America, all of us, me, first and foremost, have sinned before Him." You know, in the natural, I would never do anything going back to Arlington Cemetery. I would never, ever do anything to show any disrespect to a father that lost his son, fighting and bleeding and dying for me. You know, folks, so it is here. For God so loved the world, right? We've heard that before. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the cross right in the center. Yep, there it is. There it is. So, why is it that you would show disrespect by disobeying God's orders? His commandments. Because again, friends, they're not suggestions. And furthermore, taking it another step, so why are all these things happening? I want to lay this out to everybody today. Because there's a war between mankind and God's moral law. You got to understand that God's Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the Ten Commandments are against you. They expose your sin within. The first comes forward and says, "Let him be cursed, for he denies me." The disobedient man. He serves, and he has another God beside me, saith the Lord. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lusts. Romans 7:7. All the Ten Commandments, like great, ten great cannons, are pointed at you today, America. For you and we all have broken all of God's statutes and lived in daily neglect of all of his commands. That's why we thank God for grace, that we might have more grace to keep his commandments even better. But keep in mind that Christ's message was, go and sin no more. That is real grace. I hope you can hear that. So you'll find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. Because when the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. So I have this to ask everyone that's listening. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave? Every single person listening to me right now, every single person from the beginning of time to the end of time, will stand before God on Judgment Day, like it or not. So what will you do when the law of God comes in terror? When the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great book shall be opened in all of your sin, everything that you think you've covered up or you hid or nobody else knows about, you better understand that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, because it tells us not only in the book of Hebrews, but also in the book of Proverbs, that the Lord beholdeth the good and evil in all places, so far and so much as to see that if a sparrow falls to the ground, it will not go without his notice. He even knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. And you think you're getting one over on him? Think again, my friend. I speak in love. See, when the great book shall be opened, all of your sin, all of it, every jot and every tittle, and it shall be punished. So I lay to your canter before the end of the show. Can you stand against an angry law on that day that drives you to the foot of a Savior who stands there bleeding as a propitiation of your sins, who says to you, it's time to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. See, that is love. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we might lay our lives down for our brother, in John 15:13, 1 John as well. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. And I end with this. In 2 Corinthians 5:15, it tells us what? That we live unto him who died for us. Friends, that's in the spiritual and in the natural, bringing them together. That's why we live for those that are falling today, and that's what makes us patriots and conservatives and real deal Christians by the Holy Ghost. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking in 23. See?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.